And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. How are you?
Excellent. How are you, Leanne?
I'm very well, thanks. I had a wonderful visit this past week with the folks at WDUQ in Pittsburgh. It was a jazz and news and NPR evening, so it was great fun. Are you ready for that Turkey Day?
Getting ready. I'm flying to Indiana on Tuesday. My brother and his wife are coming from California, and my sister will be there, and we'll all get together with my mom.
Oh, how nice. What a wonderful family holiday that you're going to have. Now, a lot of listeners are going hither and yon to spend their Thanksgiving holiday, and they're probably waiting for that challenge that they can solve during their travels. But before we get to that, we're going to have to repeat that challenge that you gave us last week. What was it? It was great.
Well, it came from our old pal, Merle Riegel. I said, take the name Stolichnaya, Stolichnaya, as in the brand of vodka, and I said, rearrange these 11 letters to spell two words that are opposites. What words are they?
What words are they?
The words are holy and satanic.
Those are pretty opposite words, I would say. Well, about 950 listeners sent in the correct entry, and our randomly chosen winner is Erastus Corning, and he joins us from Charleston, South Carolina. Hi, Erastus.
Hi, Leanne.
What a great name you have. Family
name?
It's
a family name and a biblical name.
All right. Now, I understand that you have actually a different pronunciation for this brand of vodka.
I say Stolichnaya because I speak Russian, and that's the way the people that make it say it. So.
How is it that you speak Russian?
It was my field in college, and I worked in Moscow for 5 years, and I take groups now to Russia on organized tours.
Oh, wow. And what do you do now in Charleston, South Carolina?
Well, my wife and I own and operate a gift store on King Street right in the middle of downtown Charleston.
Oh, nice. Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
I've been playing it for 6 or 7 years and almost given up. So.
Oh, no. Never, ever. Never give up. Never give up.
Don't worry about that.
Because you see what happened. You're going to get to play today.
I'm ready.
Are you?
I hope.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Erastus. Erastus, meet Will, and I think we're all ready to play.
All right, Erastus, today I've brought a bad puzzle. I'm going to give you three words with the initial letters B-A-D. For each set, give me a fourth word that can follow each of mine to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said black, air, direct, you would say mail, as in blackmail, airmail, and direct mail.
Okay. I think I understand.
I think so.
Number one is brief, attaché, display.
The word is case.
That's it. Briefcase, attaché case, and display case. Good. Number two is bread, assembly, date.
Line.
Excellent. Line is right. Ball, amusement, double.
Park.
Oh, that was fast. Bantam, atomic, dead.
Oh, weight.
Right. Bantam weight is right.
Yep.
Brand, assumed, domain.
Name.
That's right. You had that before I was even finished.
You know, I heard that. Yes, he did.
Bar, which is B-A-R, area, dress.
Code.
Oh, that's Whoa. Good. Bone, which is B-O-N-E, arrow, department.
Boy.
Wow.
That one's got me.
Me too. Bone.
What do you think would follow arrow?
Smith.
That's what I was thinking, but I know that's wrong.
That's not Smith. It's arrow. Four letters.
Head.
That's it. A bonehead, arrowhead, and department head is right. Good, Leanne.
Very good.
Birth, which is B-I-R-T-H. Arms, damage.
Control.
That's it. Bench, accent, Deutsch.
Mark.
That's it. That was kind of easy. Try this one. Boiler, armor, dinner.
Plate.
That's good. Brooklyn, auction, draw.
Bridge.
That's good.
Goodness.
And your last one, bull, B-U-L-L, attack, and dirty. It's a three-letter answer.
Pen. No, that's bull pen, but...
Not attack pen or...
No.
And it's an animal. Bull, attack,
dog.
Dirty.
Dog.
That's it, as in you dirty dog.
Yeah.
Oh, Erastus, you are a puzzle player, aren't you?
I love puzzles.
Oh.
It's a lot of pleasure in them.
Amazing. I mean, you were coming up with the answers before Will barely finished the clue, but, you know. Nice work.
I think I was lucky. Thank you.
Luck had nothing to do with it. Well, we're going to send you some things for being our guest today. You will get the weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. And I just want to interrupt the prize list here, Will. You have some news for us about the second volume of that book.
Well, I just got the publication date of Volume 2, which will be January 15.
All right. Thought we'd put that in. And you'll also get a bonus gift, Erastus. We're going to send you the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29, from St. Martin's Press. So there's a lot of loot there for you.
Thank you very much. A happy Thanksgiving to you both.
Well, thank you, but I can't let you go unless I ask you what your public radio station is.
It's WSCI, Charleston, 89.3.
All right. Give it a good plug, Erastus Corning in Charleston, South Carolina. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and thank you for playing the puzzle
thank
with
you.
Us. All right, Will, now the challenge that everyone can work on.
Well, you know, sometimes when you're reading lowercase letters where the text is squeezed together, the consecutive letters RN look like an M. For example, in a quick reading, churn might look like chum. Well, I'd like you to think of a word ending in RN that becomes its own opposite when you change the RN to M. So again, what common word ending in RN becomes its own opposite when you change the RN to M?
Okay. When you have the answer, put it in an email to us. Our email address is puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, at npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers, and we'll call you. If you're the winner, you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot. Have a great trip, Will, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Leanne. Happy Thanksgiving.